Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On June 30, the Greek government defaulted on paying more than $1.5 billion owed to the International Monetary Fund. The Greek government held a referendum 3 days ago on whether to accept a proposed bailout from the IMF, the European Central Bank, and the European Commission that imposed stiff restrictions on the Greek government and people. It was overwhelmingly turned down. Don't be surprised that the referendum was defeated. Since the first Greek government bailout in 2010, that nation's gross domestic product has declined 30%. Debt as a percentage of GDP has grown from 125 to 189%. The unemployment rate in Greece has soared from 12 to 27%. To make previous debt payments, the Greek government has seized private retirement account assets, stopped refunding value-added taxes paid on exported goods, and stopped paying vendors. With help like this from other nations, it surprises me that any Greek citizen would vote for the referendum. With Greek government spending out of control, piling up hundreds of billions of dollars of debt that it has no way to ever repay, there is no painless solution to the Greek debt problem. Every day it takes for the Greek government to declare bankruptcy simply means that the pain gets even worse. If no action is taken soon, the ultimate result will be hyperinflation in Greece. The least bad solution would be for Greece to default now on the government's debts. That would inflict much pain and misery in the country, but less than if it happened later. If Greece defaults on its debts, there will be major havoc across Europe and around the world, as holders of Greek debt could no longer carry it on their financial statements at 100% of face value. This would trigger massive losses and liabilities for hundreds of trillions of dollars of derivatives contracts. To avoid a near-term cataclysm, I expect the IMF, European Central Bank, and even the Federal Reserve to bail out Greece once again. This will not be a cure. It will simply make the problem worse in the future. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.